Evolution. Why do many Christians accept it?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a full-size Noah's Ark.
I once was on a radio talk show when a Christian called and said he could believe in both evolution and the Bible. Now, he claimed God could have used evolutionary processes over millions of years to bring about plants, animals, and finally man. This view, called theistic evolution, is very destructive to the gospel message. Of course, I'm not saying people who believe in theistic evolution aren't Christians. They're just very inconsistent in their faith. The Bible clearly teaches that when God created Adam and Eve, the world was perfect. There was no death and bloodshed. But because of the sin of Adam, God brought death as a judgment into the world. Of course, he thankfully provided a means by which man could be reconciled to his Creator. But for Christians who believe in evolution, they have to believe that God used death and bloodshed over millions of years to bring man into existence. This actually destroys the foundation of the gospel message. There's no room for evolution and millions of years in the Bible at all.
As we close out the week, call and request a sample copy of our faith-building family magazine called Answers. Your contribution of any amount gets this award-winning magazine mailed to you. And the current issue is on dinosaurs. Call 24 hours a day, toll-free, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to our website of answersoffer.org.